fairly capable unit. Only downside is the screen that is not that readable. Good things about the unit. Meter IC is Renergy RN8302B, with some great specs. Unit comes with 3 CT clamps. It can accommodate an additional clamp for current leakage. I suspect that the same input can be repurposed with a typical CT clamp over the neutral to do the leakage current calculation. DPID's JSON suggests that is possible. One relay output, one digital input, and RS485 input. Bunch of options like overvoltage, undervoltage, etc. in the Tuya app. Fairly cheap. Got it for 50 euros from what appears to be an official ERU store on AliExpress. Link. Current price is 55 euros, which is still good. Measured values seem to match what I measured with a Breiman BM869S and UT210E clamp meter. Did the basic load tests with resistive loads and SMSP plus DC load. Reported values match the calculations. Like with other Tuya units, reporting frequency is not that great for a steady state loads, so I'm looking into OpenBeacon to fix that. Teardown photos and partial pinout. Front of the unit, easy to open, just 4 clips on the sides. Inside the unit, notice the JTAG labeled connector on the left. It goes to the CMS32L051 Tuya MCU, so it seems that it would be pretty hackable if someone wanted to replace the Tuya firmware. It uses pluggable terminal blocks, which is nice if you have to replace, open the device without disturbing the wiring. The board with the screen, Tuya MCU, and the CB3S module is easily separated from the base unit that holds the power section, metering chip, RS485 chip, etc. CB3S module is also easy to separate. Douse the hot glue blobs with ethyl isopropyl alcohol. It peels off after a few seconds. I use the CH341 programmer to dump the firmware since it has a 3.3-volt regulator on board. And none of my other USB-to-serial boards have that feature. Overkill, and something like this programmer would be better if someone needs a cheap adapter with a 3.3-volt regulator. Pinout for the CB3S board, Tuya MCU, and the display chip. Main board with some pins labeled. For some reason it uses the DC-to-DC converter to generate 3.3-volt for the CB3S module. Haven't yet found where the VCC for the MCU comes from. Labeling on the top of the board suggests that it should be the pin on the far left, but it's not directly connected to the MCU, and I did not have the time to trace it out yet. Seems to be pretty hackable, considering that all you need, except the metering chip and RS485, is on this board. Base board that holds the energy metering chip, etc. Sorry about the quality of the photos, lightning setup. Archive containing the firmware dump, flasher log, DPIDs list in JSON is attached. 50+ DPIDs, of most interest to me, is this. If I could get this to work with OpenBeacon and send it to HA, haven't tried to flash OB yet, I presume that I can always revert back to stock firmware. If someone can provide a basic config that I can try, I'm still reading the documentation since I haven't used OB before. AI, which hardware revision or version of the ESEM GM300 do you have? Sometimes there are small differences between batches that could affect the OB config or pinout. V2.0, 0911. AI, how are you planning to integrate the meter with Home Assistant? Are you thinking of using MQTT, direct integration, or something else? That'll help narrow down the config options.